Hi, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. Today, we just wanted to sit down, talk about current topics and roadblocks in our society, maybe choose the bad over the good today. We wanted to talk about a plague on our society, specifically the effects of cancel culture and how it's recently been affecting our social media presence and those who we look up to social media presence. Just wanted to discuss the effects of cancel culture. Stephanie, would you want to?
Yeah, thank you, Cameron. So just like going into really what cancel culture is, because it came up pretty recently, is people tend to cancel someone for just like a single mistake that they do. Sometimes it can be like a really big mistake. So we're definitely going to go into like certain examples of different kinds of things. But for the most part, it can be pretty toxic because it doesn't allow people to grow from certain mistakes that they've done as a public figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so usually sad to watch too, because you're like, ugh, I put so much like time into this person.
What's really interesting is that it doesn't only happen to like just YouTubers or singers or celebrities or anything. It can happen to companies too, but we're just going to go into a couple things.
I guess that brings us into our first example, which is Ariana Grande, the most iconic pop singer there is. So she's from California, and she was actually on tour when this scandal happened. But she went into this California donut shop with her backup dancer, and she licked a donut.
The donut scandal.
The donut scandal. Yes, I know. And she said, "I hate Americans and I hate America." And it was caught on a security video, and that video went viral. Whoa. So as you know, in social media, when anything goes viral, it's usually never good because it becomes a meme, a joke. So basically, all of her publicists, all of her managers decided that she had to like make a public statement and basically calm everyone, all of her followers, because they were getting extremely upset. So basically, she posted on Twitter and she said, "I am extremely proud to be an American. I need to strive to be better as a public figure." And since this was in the midst of her honeymoon tour, I went to her concert actually. And
wait, you did?
Yeah.
What show?
Yes. It was the 2015 tour.
Oh, cool.
I know. It was a while ago. It was kind of like in the beginning of her career, sort of. But I went to her tour, and in between sets, she came out and she made like this statement saying, "I'm proud to be an American." And I was like, wow. She felt the need to like say that. She had to say that to all of her followers because she was losing music streams. She was losing followers, everything. So
oof.
It just goes to show that like all of her hard work and everything just kind of plummeted so fast over such a small video.
Do we feel like she deserved the backlash?
Honestly, I mean, no. I mean, it was, you know.
It's a donut.
The video was literally, like, 20 seconds long. I watched it. It was not, no. But anyways, so even, like, her being associated with, like, YouTubers such as James Charles. James Charles also had a scandal. And when she started following him on Twitter, she started losing followers. Mm-hmm. So even in the music industry and on YouTube, all social media platforms are capable of canceling celebrities. So one of the main YouTubers, which is a big example of cancel culture, is Trisha Paytas, I think.
Oh, not Trisha. I think it's Paytas. Yeah, it's okay. Paytas.
Yeah. Yikes. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Oh, gosh. If I
Maybe
must.
A little bit.
No, so Trisha, I think we all know Trisha. She's done so much, maybe too much. And she's only 32, so
she's
got a lot of time. She's only 32.
I thought she was, like, old. Okay.
She has to be.
Is 32 old?
All the things she's
32
done.
32 is kind of old to us.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have said that.
No.
But, yeah, so Trisha has definitely faced a lot of canceling in her stardom lifetime. She's been canceled for arguing with Keemstar, who was really popular because she tried to call him a liar and manipulator, even though he's not. And then in like one of her early videos, she was like doing like a kind of racist stereotypes against Asians using darker makeup than she should. That was really problematic. She came out as a chicken nugget once for attention.
What?
And offended the entire LGBTQ community.
No.
She also came out as a transgender man and then decided, never mind.
Never mind.
She's tried to give herself a, like, what do you call it? Diagnose, right? She's tried to diagnose herself with dissociative identity disorder. It's all for attention.
No. And also
dating, like, Jason Nash.
Yeah, like celebrities, like they'll do things just to get clout and media and followers. So even if like being controversial and being so-called canceled, it still can allow you to gain followers. So you're losing some, but you're gaining some because you're getting views, everything.
Literally, like Shane Dawson, Stephanie, like, is that not a perfect example?
Oh, yeah, Shane Dawson's a really good example because he did have his peak, like, in the mid-2010s when he was gaining
power. Yeah, I remember.
I remember that. Like, sixth grade, something like that.
Yeah. Mm.
And he was just making, like, funny videos, like we thought. The ones where he was posing himself as, like, stereotypes for, like, the Latino community and the Black community.
Mm-hmm.
It was just terrible.
It's really bad.
And it gets worse too, because there was that one time where, oh my God, I can't even say it, with Willow Smith. It's where the pedophilia arise.
Goodness. Like,
where he pretended to, I don't even know if I should mention
it. Don't. If you haven't heard about it, you shouldn't hear about it. Shane's a creep.
But he made a comeback. I remember. And it was a big comeback. Like, he started making conspiracy theory videos.
He did.
And everything. So,
yeah.
He's still popular and he gets a lot of views now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of comebacks, literally, I'm like, it's so confusing because we'll cancel these people, we'll give them a second chance. But while they're in their cancel phase, it seems like the entire world is like rooting for them to fall off their pedestal. Mm-hmm. Have you guys noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
why do we enjoy seeing them fail? Yeah. Like, there's trends on Twitter that's like, oh my gosh, they're over. Like, and it's all the K-pop stans. Right? They're posting their little like fan cams to get views. The news and the media are so quick to report without even getting like solid facts before they're throwing people under the bus. And like, I don't know. Maybe it's jealousy. Do we like?
Oh, especially the media will just jump on anything that's popular.
Yeah.
For views and money.
Like, but I'll be on Twitter and I'm looking for facts or like why we're doing this, and all the facts are blurred. Like, everyone's like, he said, she said, and it's all different and nothing's lining up.
It's all for entertainment. It's all for entertainment.
Yeah. To me, that's really sad. I don't know. Why does the general public just enjoy seeing them get canceled?
Our entire lives revolve around social media. So us being able to keep track and follow what every influencer is doing nowadays is how we spend our time. So whenever one of them like trips up just a little bit, everyone reacts so quickly.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like the public is so quick to just jump on the next cancel train. It's like a bandwagon.
It's really sad to watch, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always wonder, especially when it comes to stuff that's like in the past, like, should we hold them accountable in their adult age for like the mistakes they made when they were like under 16? Like, I know that they're old enough to know right from wrong, but some people are really sheltered.
Mm-hmm. Especially another thing is about if they really change. I mean, I'm sure like we can forgive people who can change, but you know, some people, if they're just, like, still making the same mistakes, why?
See, Trisha is a good example. She's still making mistakes. Even today, she gets so much hate every single day. Anything she uploads as content, she'll get hate. But she's still, like, pushing through. So, from our perspective, are we doing, like, how... Like, we don't know how she is personally. We don't know how,
how we're reacting and like putting hate on her, how that's affecting her personal life, because she could be putting on this whole persona as like she doesn't care, but like it can take a toll on someone if you keep hating on someone, you know?
Yeah, but then there's also the flip side, like Ariana, like, yeah, we canceled her, but now positions is at the top of the charts, right? On every
But Ariana, she's literally the female, she's literally the face of female empowerment and as everything. She should be.
No one really remembers the donut scandal.
We remember, but we don't bring it up because you know, she's on to bigger and better things now. We love her.
It's weird though, because the opposite, Shane Dawson, however, he's not on to bigger, better things. He is on to radio silence.
Poor thing.
Yeah, it all came out of his like response video. It was just insincere, and a lot of people responded with just like, Shane, your depression isn't an excuse for pedophilia.
Yeah,
so who knows?
Well, we'll see, I guess.
In the end, even though we cancel people, we cancel the celebrities we love, anyone who's like messed up just a little bit, they still push on. And you know, Shane Dawson, he still has over 22 million subscribers.
Which is crazy.
He may be taking a small break, but you know, he still has a good following, and people still keep track with him. They keep up with him. Ariana, as we said earlier, she's still producing global hits, topping the charts, iconic. And, you know, even influencers who are just starting out, they're trying and putting in the work to work their way up, gain followers on an upward trajectory. And they're trying not to be canceled. And so basically, at the end of the day, when someone works so hard after so many years building up their career, I don't think that one minor incident should determine their whole career. I think they should be given a second chance because everyone makes mistakes. If I was canceled after every mistake I made, I would have been canceled when I was like 1 year old. So like,
exactly.
Would I have even been born? I don't know. But like,
no,
exactly.
My first mistake.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you to everyone who took the time to listen.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening.